I'd like to look at a few verses this morning in Matthew, the 25th chapter. In the 31st verse, says, "When the Son of Man shall come in His glory, and all the holy angels with Him, then shall He sit upon the throne of His glory, and before Him shall be gathered all nations, and He shall separate them one from another, as the shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And He shall set the sheep on His right hand, but the goats on His left hand." We won't take time to read the rest of this, but he talked about feeding those that were hungry, visiting those that were in prison, those that were sick. So the challenge when I read this verse is to not live a selfish life, to not live a self-centered lifestyle where we're just looking out for ourselves only, because the Lord wants us to take an interest in the suffering and people that are around about us. I want to talk just a little bit about the sheep and the goats, and it's kind of become more aware to me lately, the characteristic of goats. Brother Galen has blessed us with a couple of goats. I think he was getting too many. Anyway, we got two of them from him. And I've been learning some things about some goats. And I'd like to share that with us. I want to read a... Now these are people. He's talking about sheep and goats. These are people, characteristics of people. Adam Clark mentions, he said, "Sheep, which have ever been considered as the emblem of mildness, simplicity, patience, and usefulness. Goats, which are naturally quarrelsome, lascivious, and excessively ill-scented, were considered as the symbols of riotous, profane, and impure." That was by Adam Clark. But I want to note, Sharla, she named the goats these nice names. I gave them some names that fit their nature. Mr. Hardhead and Mrs. Obstinate. That fits their nature. Now these goats are fun to be around, but they've got some characteristics about them that I want us to notice. Mr. Hardhead is pretty, and Obstinate is pretty self-explanatory. But Adam Clark mentioned quarrelsome. Goats like to butt heads. It's just in their nature. They did that with my dog, the male goat, and he wasn't trying to be mean, but he would lower his head and put it on my dog's chest. And my dog would just look like, what in the world's going on? But goats do that. They'll lower their heads, they back up, they'll bump each other. Some people like to argue. I had a little bit of that goat characteristic after I got saved. I remember different times arguing about the scriptures. Well, the subject was good, but the argument wasn't. And the Lord began to work on me and talk to me, and I feel like He's pretty much taken a lot of the argument out. I don't like to argue with people, even about the scriptures. I love to talk about the Bible. But once people draw the line, you know, I just back off. Everybody's got their opinion. Life has a way of bringing the truth out, whether we're wrong or right. Life and the circumstances of life has a way of bringing the truth out, and the truth can stand on its own. But goats are quarrelsome, self-willed, hard-headed. People are like that too. And I look back in my life and I see I was a goat. Concupiscence is a longing or desire for something forbidden. The other day, we like to let our goats out. We like to let them eat the weeds. But they don't eat just weeds. They eat my grapevines. They eat on my trees. They go in the garden. They'll eat whatever's available to them. Longing or desiring for something forbidden. And that's the way people are also. They've got to go beyond what God has intended and what God designed. Thinking that that will bring happiness and contentment, only to find out that it brings trouble and heartache and disappointment. You know, the Lord has given us commandments, and it was never intended to make life hard for us. But it was intended to protect our lives from the enemy, from sin, to bring good fruit and blessing into our hearts and our lives. And there are things that are forbidden. I believe it was mentioned in Sunday school, Sister Lynn, she brought out that if they would have just been thankful for all the good things that God had provided for them, and not longed after the one tree that they couldn't eat of. You know, goats, they don't know what the word no means. I've been trying to teach them that, no. They don't understand that. They don't comprehend that. Sometimes people don't understand that either, what no means. I remember a man telling me one time, he made comment, he said, that little word, N-O, seems so hard sometimes for people to be able to get a hold of. Because people want to long for and go after the things that are out of reach or forbidden. When I think about goats eating weeds, they don't like really grass that much. They'll eat grass, but weeds is their favorite. And which we like them for that, because we've got lots of weeds at our place. But I think about goats, people that haven't given their hearts and lives to the Lord, and how they feed on the things of this life. Things that are impure, things that are evil, feed their minds, their thoughts, their hearts upon. And when I think about this, goats, Adam Clark mentioned naturally, it's in them. It's just bred in the goat. That's what he does. And I remember too, eating on the beggarly things of this world, trying to satisfy the cravings of the heart and the soul. And the things of this world do not satisfy that inner deep thing that we had. The pleasures of this life won't satisfy that inner need. But God is able to satisfy, and we can eat. You know, sheep, they eat the good things. They eat grass. And the Lord can fulfill us, and we can have good appetite spiritually, hungering for the Word of God and for the things that are upright and for the things that are noble and pure and true. We can have a good appetite for those things, and God can bless our lives for that. Another thing I wanted to mention about goats is the other day we had them out and I was taking a wheelbarrow of gravel trying to fix some spigots, and the goats came and jumped in my wheelbarrow. while it was moving, they come and jumped in the wheelbarrow while it was in motion. That lets me know that goats like to get right in the middle of things that don't belong to them. It's none of their business. They like to just jump right in the middle. And I know when I was working out there, they came and they sniffed my glue and they sniffed the pipes and the different things I was using out of there. They were just right in there. But you know, people can do that too. The scriptures talk about being busybodies in other men's matters. And there's another place that talks about he that meddleth with strife belonging not to him. There's things that we can get into as people that we shouldn't be getting into. That's really not our trouble or our busy. You know, we have enough problems, enough troubles ourselves, getting ourselves to heaven without jumping in everybody else's troubles. And I know there's times that people ask for help, and I'm not against that, but that's an invitation to help. But for us just to jump in when there's no invitation, we have enough struggles and fights and tests and deals. But that's the nature of the goat. They just like to jump in. And it causes trouble. It causes difficulty. And sheep are not that way. So I've realized that goats have to be contained. They have to be contained in a certain area, or they damage good and wholesome things. They have to be contained. Goats have to be contained. The nature of the goat has to be contained, or it will damage things that are good, things that are upright. And I've been learning a lot from these goats. I like them. I pet them. You know, when we first, the little girl, when we first got her, you couldn't hardly touch her. She would be out and about, and they're cute as a button when you look at them. But they are hard-headed and stubborn, and they've got a self-will they're going to do. They climb fences. They'll do whatever they can do to do what they want to do. You know, the Lord doesn't want us to be that way in our life. He doesn't want us to be self-willed, and we're just going to do whatever it takes to do it our way, have it our way. We're going to do it our way regardless. The Lord has a hard time working with that. He's got to take that out of us. And He described the sheep as being on His right hand. Sheep are not that way. They look like they're the opposite of goats. They're mild in their nature. You know, the good thing about lives, though, as people, as we can be changed. Through the gospel and what the Lord has offered you and I, we can be changed. We can have. And I want to get a scripture, Ephesians, the second chapter. Ephesians, the second chapter, and it says, "And you hath He quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, where in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others." You know, we were by nature goats. All of us were. It doesn't matter if we had saved parents or not. We were all born from, since the time of Adam, the seed of sin has abounded in the human race. And it's in the very nature, it's in our nature. And it says, "And we're by nature the children of wrath, even as others." And that word nature is a basic or inherent features of something, the characteristics. And it comes from the Latin word natura, which is birth quality. Things that we got from our birth that are just inherent, that seems like they're just part of us, that just cause us to do certain things. And I thought about the scripture there in Romans where he talked about when he was under the law, he said, "The things that I wanted to do, I didn't do those things." And he said, "There was a law working in my members, bringing me into captivity." He was just by his carnal nature. That's the law that he was following. He was under the law of his own nature that led him into sin and caused him. And that scripture goes on and talks about the law of sin, which was in my members. So we came up just doing those. And when I look back at my own life, that's the way it was. I was a goat. I had the characteristics of a goat. I see a lot of these things I could see in my life. Quarrelsome, hard-headed, didn't sink in, doing my own thing, self-willed. I was a pretty strong goat. But you know, the Lord can change our nature. He can change that nature. Now there's another scripture in 2 Peter I want to get. 2 Peter. You know, sometimes you can look at people and say, "Well, they'll always be that way." There's some things that are not wrong or sinful that are about us, but there are weak areas about us that we inherit that need to be changed, that can be changed. And I believe the more that we yield ourselves to God and to the Spirit, you know, a lot of times people don't even, and part of the first work of the Holy Spirit is to help us to even recognize. You know, a lot of people are goats and they don't know it. They don't recognize. They just do every day the nature of the things of a goat. And because that's the way it's always been. And they just kind of think, well, that's the way everybody, you know, everybody's got. You know, a lot of times people view us as, oh, they've got their hidden sin somewhere. They sin somewhere. They've got hidden sin somewhere. It's just not everybody sees it. Some people believe it because that's all they know is the nature of the goat. And that's what they followed. But God can change that. He can change. Nature is, when we look in the natural world, we look at the goat. Jesus talked about a swine. Talked about a swine that was cleaned and then she returned to her wallowing in the mire. You know, we look at nature, we're wasting our time if we try to go in. Or maybe not. Maybe we'll make a lot of... Swine are going to go back to the mud. Wash them all you want to. They're going to go back to the mud. That's their nature. That's the way they're bred. It's in their genes, in their makeup. That's who they wallow in that stuff. And we have natures, and it looks like it is. It's a powerful thing. But it can be changed. God that created nature can make a change in nature, in our nature. He can change us. He can make us. What I believe the Holy Spirit does for us this morning, I believe the Lord wants to temper who we are as a person, our personality. I don't think the Lord is interested in changing who we are as a person. He doesn't want me to be you and you to be me. But what He does want to do, He wants to temper those places that are weak in my life. He wants to strengthen those areas. He wants to make the strong point stronger. He wants to make the weaker point strong so that I don't fail in those areas. And I believe the Holy Spirit can do that. And I believe the Holy Spirit helps us. One of the greatest things the Holy Spirit is to help us to see our need. You know, we as people, the Scripture talks about sheep. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. We can't even see ourselves. We don't have a true picture of who we are as a person unless the Lord shines His light upon our heart and our spirit and begins to reveal to us and help us. I think about the time David, when he sinned and Nathan the prophet came, and David was so quick to cast judgment. Oh, the man that did this thing, he's going to die. He'd surely be put to death. He's worthy of death. And Nathan said, but you're the man. You're the man. David didn't see it. He didn't recognize that story was for him. And we, within ourselves, just our own human self, we don't see those things either. It's human nature to pass over, to cover over, or to hide our faults, our failings, our sins, our transgressions. It's human nature to hide over and skim over those things. But the Holy Spirit is a teacher that can help us to see ourselves. And you know what? It's not always easy. You know, when that Nathan told David that was probably pretty hard for him to swallow. That's me. You're talking about me. Sometimes when we are working with ourselves and dealing with ourselves, it's hard for us to recognize I have a weakness here. This is where I'm at spiritually. Lord, help us today. But the Holy Spirit was sent to do that. He's sent to reveal. He's sent to show, to help us to recognize. And He can do that as long as we look to Him and we're seeking after Him and we're desiring Him and yielding to Him. He can do that. The Scripture in 2 Peter, the first chapter, and the third verse, it says, according as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. We can be partakers of the divine nature and have our nature changed and have God working that the very nature is, whereas we had a nature before under sin, just to do things. And I've heard people, I never had, well, I did have some things. I've heard people throw hammers across.